let's still do our text for today. Psalm 100.
翻到今天的经文，诗篇第100篇。
While I bring greetings from the brethren in Berea,
我从我来到我的教会来跟大家问安。
And I'm personally honored and privileged to be here to rejoice with all of you.
我也感谢神，我自己有这样一个特权，能够到你们当中与你们一同欢乐。
I still remember and I recount with joy how it started off as a church in Tabernacle premises.
我还记得我们帐幕堂当初你们是如何的开始在旧教会的地方。
It was way back at a warehouse in the Tampines Industrial Estate, just behind Safra.
是在大兵那个货仓的那个地方。
You all use the morning slot.
我们用早晨的时间。
And we use the afternoon slot.
那么我们的教会则是用下午的时间来敬拜。And
well, it has been 10 fruitful years since you all started your Mandarin service.
从华文敬拜开始以来呢，现在已经是10年了。Think
about it, 10 years. Not a short while, but 10 long years.
我们想想10年，这不是一个短暂的时间。And
we can see God's blessing upon us.
我们也能够看到神赐给我们的福气。
Psalm 100 carries this title, the Psalm of Praise.
诗篇第100篇与这个题目叫做称谢诗。
It is an expression of gratitude and thanksgiving unto the Lord God.
是要来表达对神的感恩，对神的感谢。
For who He is.
知道神是谁。
And the kind of relationship He has established with us as His people.
而且他与我们所建立的关系，因为我们是他的民。
And moreover, it exhorts God's children to respond appropriately to His divine grace and blessing.
这诗也鼓励他的子民来赞美神，神所赐福于他们。
And to serve the Lord with gladness.
并且要带着喜乐来侍奉神。
And there's the title of our anniversary message today.
这就是我们今天10周年的讲题。
So, it begins with verse 1, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
所以第一节告诉我们，普天下当向耶和华欢呼。
Why all ye lands?
为什么是普天下呢?
Well, it focuses on a universal cry to make a call to all nations and people.
因为这里要叫全世界所有国所有民普天下都来向耶和华欢呼。
Remember, the Jews were God's chosen people.
记得犹太人是神所拣选的子民。 And
Israel was once God's appointed nation.
而以色列是神所呼召的国。 And
even in our dispensational eschatology of the BB churches,
在我们读信圣经长老会，我们对末世论的理解呢，
we also realize that there is a special place for Israel.
我们也意识到以色列国有个特别的地位。
In God's future plan as well. And so this particular call was issued to all lands to encompass the very elect of God from all nations. So all of God's people, the Jews as well as the Gentiles, all the redeemed to join in joyful praise and thanksgiving to God. And for this occasion of our 10th anniversary, which is very significant, we should rejoice in the Lord.
所以在我们华文部这十周年，我们也应当来赞美神。
And so in verse 2, you see, God is not only worthy of our worship and praise, but we are encouraged and in fact instructed to serve the Lord with gladness.
所以在第二节我们看到神不只配得我们的赞美，我们的称赞。
And to come before God with singing, with a song in our heart.
他也指示我们在第二节当乐意侍奉耶和华，当向他歌唱。
When you feel sad and all that, do you want to sing or not?
当你悲伤的时候，你想歌唱吗？
It's only when you are happy, you hear people whistling, you hear people humming a song, you hear people singing out loud.
唯独一个人他欢乐的时候，他才会吹口哨，他才会唱歌。
And what has this got to do with serving the Lord?
这对侍奉神有什么关系呢？
It is to serve the Lord with a joyful heart.
就是要我们以喜乐的心来侍奉神。
It's to express our gratitude that we are in the Lord and we can serve the Lord.
来表达我们对神的感恩，因为我们在主里面，我们能够来侍奉他。
Remember, we do all things to the glory of God.
记得我们所做的一切都是要为着神的缘故而做。
If we realize this, we serve our employer, our company will pay us 13 month incentive payment. My deacon's wife say, "Hey, I'm going to Hong Kong." I say, "What? You're going to Hong Kong?"
我们在侍奉人的时候呢，我们的上司会给我们薪水，给我们红利。我教会的执事，他的妻子呢，他就要到香港去。
I say, why? Oh, my company gives us a free holiday.
我问他为什么到香港去，他说我的公司给我一个免费的假期到香港去。
We're going to close the company for at least 3-4 days, and then we are all going to Hong Kong.
我们把整间公司关闭3-4天，然后大家一起到香港去。
That is the incentive.
这是公司所给你的奖励。
But all the more.We have our God who really loves us, who saved us, who gave himself for us. What more can we ask but to serve him?
可是更加的，我们的神他赐给了我们救恩，他来救赎我们，我们更加的应当来侍奉他。
It is the Lord, L-O-R-D, capital.
这里的指的是耶和华。
It emphasizes the covenant relationship established by us to Christ Jesus our Savior.
这里耶和华指的是神所与他的被赎的子民所立的约，因为在主耶稣基督里面，他与我们立了约。
So before I go on, I think I better finish the psalm first, then I go back to serving the Lord. All right, yeah, that's the topic.
我们先来看这整篇，过后再来讲解如何乐意的来侍奉神。
Let's proceed to verse 3 and see. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves.
我们来看第三节，这里说：“你们当晓得耶和华是神，我们是他造的，也是属他的。”
We are to know the Lord.
我们要来晓得认识耶和华。
As mentioned earlier, He is God.
我们之前已经提到了耶和华是神。
He is worthy of our worship.
他配得我们的敬拜。
Well, we must worship in an intelligent way.
我们要有。智慧的来敬拜他。
We must know who we worship.
我们要知道我们所敬拜的是谁。
As we look around us, we see the idolatry. We see this. Sometimes they have a big tree, and then you can see all the they burn incense upon it.
我们看我们周遭，我们能看到那些拜偶像的，比如说一棵大树，在树下他们就烧那些名字。
So to them, that's their god.
所以对他们来说呢，树就是他们的神。
There's a god whereby they buy 4D, they buy Toto, they go and you know.Try and get whatever riches that they can garner.
有一个神就是财神，他们要中马票买彩票的时候，就向着神来敬拜。
There are those who worship goddesses.
有那些敬拜其他偶像的。
So for us, we know whom we worship.
可是我们知道我们敬拜的是谁。
It is He that has made us.
是他造我们的。
And not we ourselves.
不是我们造自己。
No matter how hard we are, we can never attain to grace and salvation.
无论我们多么的努力，我们不能够自己得到救恩。
Many of us say I'm a self-made man.
很多人会说我是一个自负的人。
Isn't it true? Look, I make my first million.
难道不是真的吗？我使到我自己赚取第一个100万。
So what's your aim?
所以你在世上的目标是什么？
I say my next million.
他的目标是多一个100万。
If we self-made, we will never be satisfied.
如果我们是自足的话，我们是永远不会满足的。
Because contentment comes with the Lord.
因为要满足的话，是要在主里面。
Right? We must have godly contentment. It's great gain.
我们有金钱的知足呢，我们这是有益处的。
We have God, we fear God, we have no one else to fear.
我们有神，我们敬畏神的话，我们就不用惧怕任何人。
And so we must understand, we must know God for He has made us what we are today.
说我们要了解，我们要认识神，知道是他造我们的。
In two perspectives, in the sense that God created the heavens and the earth, we are creationists, we are not evolutionists.
第一是神他创造了宇宙万物，他创造了我们，我们不是进化论者。
So it is He that will determine, give us life on earth.
所以是他创造了我们，并且赐给我们在地上的生命。
That is in creation.
那是神的创造。
We came into this world because God wants us to come by. It's not our wish, right?
我们来到这世界，因为是神按着神的旨意。
If any of us are asked, do you want to be born into this depraved world and then go to hell?
我们有任何人在生出来以前，神问了我们，我们是否要活在这被罪咒诅的世界，并且下到地狱去吗？
Let me be born in a Christian home, then I can accept Christ and then I go to heaven.
我会说，我们要活在一个出生在一个基督徒的家庭，我能够得救并且升天。
Isn't it? That's the clear perspective that we want, right? So the point is this.
就是我们想要的，所以重点是。
He has made us in creation. He has made us what we are today in salvation.
他在创造当中创造了我们，他也在救赎当中使到我们成为我们今天已经被赎的。
And so you and I must be thankful.
所以你和我必须充满着感恩。
As we age, it's 70 and 10, and by the reason of strength, 40, but we have eternity to live for.
我们在世的年日可能是70年或是80年，可是我们有永恒。
We praise and thank God.
我们感谢赞美神。
Because we know that He is God, and that we are His people and the sheep of His pasture.
感谢神，因为他是神，并且我们是他的灵，是他草场的羊。
You realize how wonderful it is to have our parents taking care of us when we were children.
你知道，当我们还做孩子的时候，我们父母亲照顾我们，这是何等美妙的吗？
They may scold us.
他们或许责备我们。
They may reprimand us.
可能会骂我们。
They may even beat us.
甚至惩罚我们。
But you know what happened now?
可是你知道现在如何吗？
Now they are teaching, don't cane children, don't do, cannot punish. If you slap somebody in public, I've heard, in Britain, somebody got jailed for 2 weeks because he hit the son.
可是现在世上的教导是不能够责骂孩子，不能够打他们。我还听说在英国有人就因为在公众场合赏了孩子一巴掌，他就被下到监牢两个星期。
Can you imagine this kind of teachings?
你能够想象这世上现在有这样的教导吗？
Right. But we are not.
可是我们不是这样。
God chastises us for good reasons.
神因着他好的缘故来管教我们。
We come under His care.
我们是神所看顾的。
If you read the Hebrews chapter 12, you realize.God chastised every child He received, every son He received.
我们读希伯来书十二章的话，我们就会读到神会管教他的子民。
So you bring us back to the path of righteousness.
使到我们回到义路上。
Yes, we kiss the rod that administer the correction.
是的，我们当神管教我们的时候是好。
And so we thank God, we come under His care.
所以我们感谢神，我们是神所看顾的。
The good shepherd will leave his 99 sheep and go for that strange sheep.
那好牧者会离开他99只羊去找那一只失散的羊。
He will hazard his life and even go to the crevices and reach out and pull out that erring sheep.
他会冒险为的是要拯救那一只羊。
And bring that sheep all the way back to the fold.
好让他能够带着一只羊回到羊群。
Right, that's why verse 4 tells us,Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name.
所以第四节告诉我们，当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。
It must stem from the heart.
必须是从我们心里而发出的。
We must come before God with a thankful heart always.
我们要常常的带着感恩来到神的面前。
For all that He has done for us.
为到他所为我们所成就的一切。
Verse 5 ends with the doxology of this great song.
所以第五节来总结这篇来赞美神。
The covenant God is always good.
这守约的神他是好，他是良善的。
His mercy is everlasting.
他的慈爱存到永远。
And His truth endureth to all generations.
而且他的信实直到万代。
We have such a God.
我们有这样的一位神。
Who is good.
他是良善的。
God is always good to us.
神对我们都是好，都是良善的。
He will see to our good.
他会使到我们得益处。
He will see us to an expected end.
他会使到我们有好的结果。
Do you realize, as parents,We will not spare even our whatever it is to educate our children to see to their good, to attend to them.
我们身为父母，我们会为到孩子的好呢，而不惜一切的代价，为到他们的教育，为到他们的为到他们的好。
It is said that in quite a few cases in our society today.
甚至在我们社会当中有几个例子。
Children will go and buy HDB flat, taking their parents' retirement from CPF and all that, and dump it in.
有孩子会取出他父母亲的公积金来买房子。
And after that, they sell their flat.
过后就把房子卖掉。
Under their name.
然后用自己的名字把房子卖掉，就获得那笔金钱。
And then they use the money.
过后就获得那笔金钱来给自己使用。
And then their parents' money is just squandered like that.
他父母亲的钱呢，就这样被花掉了。
And there were some that would settle down with their family and don't want their parents to come and live with them.
也有孩子们，他们建立了自己的家庭，然后就抛弃了他自己的父母。
There will be such cases.
在世上有这样的例子。
The hand of the parents are hands that would minister to the children, no matter what.
就是父母亲呢，不论如何，仍然的会爱他的儿女，并且来为他们的好。
But sometimes, as parents, these are very difficult situations for them to understand.
就是对父母亲，有时候这些情况对他们来说很难让他们理解。
But you see, our God is ever merciful to us.
可是神对我们是长久忍耐的。
We go away and we stray, and He still will come back and bring us back.
我们离开他，可是他会使到我们回转。
And His truth, He will always be true to us, endureth to all generations.
他始终会对我们信实，他的信实直到万代。
So I realize this.
所以我意识到。
All the more, we should appreciate God for who He is and what He has done for us.
我要为到神是谁以及他所成就的一切来感谢他。
He understands our frailties.
他知道我们的软弱。
He remembers we are but dust.
他记得我们是尘土。
And He will deal mercifully with us.
他会带着怜悯来对待我们。
So whatever it is, now we turn to verse 2 and we want to say,How we can serve the Lord with gladness.
不论如何，我们这时候来看第二节，我们来学习如何的来乐意侍奉耶和华。
Yes, we got to serve the Lord with gladness.
是的，我们当乐意侍奉耶和华。
How do we do it?
我们如何的这么做呢？
Some of us may be serving the church for many years now.
一些人我们当中或许已经很多年在教会里侍奉神。
Can we say we are serving the Lord with gladness?
我们能够说我们是带着乐意喜乐来侍奉神吗？
Is it still a joy to serve Him?
侍奉神仍然是一种喜乐吗？
Or do we find it, what to do today, my duty, and I have to go and serve?
但是我们会说没办法，今天是我的职责，我需要来侍奉神。
And, why these people send the Sunday school children so many downstairs so early, and then I have to go and watch over them?next time I send them later 啦。
可是我会说，哇，这些父母为什么这么早就把孩子带到主日学？我是要来照顾他们，下次叫他们迟点把他们送来。
And you don't realize that you go to Pasir Ris, maybe Tampines, one trip after another.
然后你就不停的为主来奔波到巴西利到淡比尼去。
There are many other reasons why you can just sometimes feel like, what to do? Nobody else to do, I go do 啦。
有很多的原因会使到我们有这种想法，若是没有人要来侍奉主，那没办法，我就来侍奉主吧。
Is there joy in our service for you?
我侍奉神有喜乐吗？
One writer said, Can you bear to wait upon a servant who goes mopping, rejected, you know, long, long face, and, you know? I don't think we like that kind.
有个作者他就这么说，如果你是主人，你的仆人拉长着脸然后在那里拖地洗地，你会喜悦吗？
Okay, I just point out a few pointers. How then do we serve the Lord with gladness?
那么我们是当如何的来带着喜乐的心来侍奉神呢？
It's with the servant's heart. We must have a servant's heart in order to serve.
我们要有一颗仆人的心才能够来侍奉神。
Right. We cannot ask a dentist to be something else where he is not, right? So when we want to serve, we must have a servant's heart.
我们要侍奉神的时候，我们要带着一颗仆人的心。
I like our brother to turn to Luke chapter 17 and read from verse 7 to 10.
我们这时候翻到路加福音第十七章。路加福音第十七章第七到第十节。
Yes, so you can read for us.
请听我来读。路加福音第十七章第七节。你们谁有仆人耕地或是放羊从田里回来就对他说你快来坐下吃饭呢岂不对他说你给我预备晚餐书上袋子伺候我等我吃喝完了你才可以吃喝吗仆人照所吩咐的去做 主人还谢谢他吗这样你们做完一切所吩咐的只当说我们是无用的仆人所做的本是我们应分做的
Yes, it's our duty What we have done That which is our duty to do
我们所做的是我们的职分
So we must realize this
所以我们要意识到这一点
Even a hard day's work in the field When the servant came back
虽然在田间劳苦了一整天
Then you look and you say What a cruel master
仆人回来我们会说这主人是不好的吗
No
不会
It's my duty to do it and I will do it
是我的职责要来侍奉所以我就来侍奉
There was no complaint There was no back talk There was no comment Not one word from him In his heart he says I'm just an unprofitable servant
没有埋怨没有怨言在他心里就说我是个无用的仆人
Our Savior saved us from hell's fire eternally.
我们的主救我们脱离这地狱的审判。
What can we do to pay back? You tell us.
我们能够做什么来偿还呢
？If somebody had paid that kind of a debt for us, what can we do?
如果有人为我们还了这债，我们能够做什么来偿还呢
？We ought to love Him who first loved us.
我们要来爱神，因为他先爱我们。
And he gave himself for us.
并且将自己献上。
How can we pay that gospel debt?
我们这福音的债要如何的来偿还
？We must find it a joy to serve him.
我们要带着喜乐来侍奉神。
The second thing is the love for God's work.
第二点，我们要带着爱神的工作来侍奉神。
Whatever area that God wants us to serve, He will open up the way.
无论在什么地方神要我们侍奉他的时候呢，神会开通前面的道路。
No work is too small for God.
没有任何的工作是太小的。
Because when God calls us, it is His work.
就是因为当神呼召我们的时候，这就是神的工。
And when we serve the Lord, we serve the Almighty God, Lord God of Heaven.
当我们侍奉神的时候，我们是侍奉那全能的神，那至高者。
So in every ministry, practical ministry like visiting the sick, cooking, you know, driving members around. Yeah, that's serving the Lord.
所以任何施工都是在侍奉神，不论是做探访，不论是做饭，不论是做接送，都是来侍奉神。
So just now I told you about this. Hiya, why send the children so early? And we have to concentrate. They don't run out. They, you know, the vehicle turning in. We have, hiya, so messy. No.Whatever it is, we realize this is God's work.
之前我提到那主日学老师的例子，他说为什么这么早把孩子都带来？可是我们意识到他应该认识到这是神的工作。
In 2 Corinthians in chapter 5, it is said, you know, 2 Corinthians 5, 9 to 10.
哥林多后书第五章。
Paul was in his gospel ministry.He says, wherefore we labor in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9, wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. Whatever it is, God will judge us ultimately.
哥林多后书五章九到十节，使徒保罗这样的对他的福音的事工这么说。所以无论是住在身内离开身外我们立了志向要得主的喜悦因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报
So it's God's work we must remember Okay?
所以我们要记得这是神的功。
So if I work to please man, Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 1 verse 10 says, I should not be the servant of Christ.
所以使徒保罗在加拉太书第一章第十节说，如果我为主劳苦是来使人取悦人的话呢，我不应该来侍奉神。
Yes, and some people will just comment and make negative comments or attitude towards us. They don't understand us. Never mind, we will continue to serve.
因为在侍奉神的时候，有人会说那些不好的话来指责我们，或是对我们有一些不良的态度。不过不用紧，我们是侍奉神。
Okay. The third point is we serve with a love for the saints.
第三点，我们侍奉的时候，我们要来爱神的子民。
We say we love God. All of us will say yes, right? Or else why I'm here?
我问大家的时候，你们爱神吗？大家都会举手说我爱神。
But without love for our brethren, we cannot serve God with gladness.
可是如果我们不爱弟兄姐妹的时候，我们不能够带着喜乐的心来侍奉神。
We serve with a grudging spirit and sometimes angry heart.
我们会带着埋怨的心，甚至一个怒气、愤怒的心来侍奉神。
Right. Right.Apostle John says in 1 John chapter 2 verse 20 and 21.
使徒约翰在约翰前书
chapter 4, 20 to 21.
4章20到21节这么说，让我读给大家听。约翰一书第四章20到21节，人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
Yes, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, and all the more we should serve God, right? Serve the household of faith.
神创造我们在基督里，是要我们来侍奉神，来侍奉神的子民。
There must be a love for the people we serve.
我们要来爱那些我们所侍奉的人。
Because hate stirs up strife, but love covers all sins.
因为我们有愤怒的话呢，就会有纷争。可是如果我们爱的话呢，我们就能够遮掩一切的罪。
For those who take down notes, it's in Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12.
这在箴言第十章第十二节能够看到。
Yes, love helps us to overlook the faults of others.And to serve them willingly.
爱使到我们能够不看到别人的缺点，并且带着乐意的心来侍奉他们。
Yeah. So we do not do anything out of strife or vain glory. He can preach like that. I also can preach like that. He can do that. I also can do that. We think it that way, right?
所以我们不该带着纷争或是嫉妒的心来侍奉他，这样的讲道我也要那样的讲道。
Remember, let nothing be done to strive or vain glory.
我们记得我们所做的不要带着纷争，也不要带着嫉妒。
So that's the way. And finally, with a spirit of dependence upon God, we can't do it alone.
最后，我们侍奉神的时候，我们要带着依赖神的心，我们不能够靠自己来做。
We cannot serve God in our own strength.
我们不能够靠着自己的力量来侍奉神。
We will fail, definitely.
我们肯定会失败。
There'll be times when we feel we just cannot carry on, like forget about it.
比如说我们会觉得很丧气，并且说我不能够继续。
Yeah. We must look to the Lord for strength and wisdom.
我们要仰望神，靠着神得力量和智慧。
You know one of the most difficult thing to do for me in the ministry?
在我的事工里面，其中一个最艰难的事情，你知道是什么吗？
Is it driving people around?
是要开车接送人吗？
Is it preparing messages and write all very difficult struggles?
是要来预备讲章吗？
Is it traveling to Kamaman in an overnight bus for 8.5 hours?
还是要去宣教的活动，坐八个半小时的巴士到Kamaman去呢？
No, it's writing the weekly.
不，这些都不难，最难的是要写周刊。
Does that surprise you?
这使到你很惊讶吗？
Ask any pastor.
你问任何的牧者。
Today is Sunday, right?
今天是主日。
Next week, Monday, I have to start already. Today I have to think, what is gone for next week? What is on for the next week? What to tell the people? Where do I get the text?
明天是星期一，我就来开始写这刊文。我应该写什么来建立神的子民？
Brother Michael, where are you?
一些长道,
That's it. Producing the weekly, week after week. How to feed the people.
你一周来写他们,
How can I encourage them?
我要如何的来激励他们?
Preaching the word of God week after week is one thing.
每一周来传讲神的话语是一件事。
I've been preaching the book of Hebrews for close to a year.
我在传讲希伯来书接近一年了。
I'm ending now at chapter 12.
我现在要几乎要结束第十二章。
Okay, I'm going back to Old Testament. What to preach next?
然后我要回到旧约，我应该传讲什么呢？
But that would coming soon. All right.
那个是我将来要预备的。
But what to write for next week is here and now.
可是要在写刊文是现在就要做。
But I thank God I have my wife to help me, you know, to edit some of the stuff.
就是我感谢神有我的妻子来帮助我。
And very often we send it to our daughter to get the thing, you know, a final read.
也经常我把这刊文发给我的女儿，叫她来帮我检查。
It's difficult.
是很难的。
Yeah, it's a struggle, consistent struggle. It's week after week.
是我每一周的挣扎。
And I've been in the ministry for 20 over years.
我现在在神的施工已经超过20年。
And sometimes really I had to struggle.
有时候我真的有这样的挣扎。
But whatever it is,
可是无论如何, right?
If anyone of us lack wisdom, let us ask for God to that we can serve Him acceptably.
如果当中我们有谁缺乏智慧的, 让我们来寻求神, 神会帮助我。
I don't know how I made it, but I made it even till now.
我不知道我是怎样的走过来, 可是我到现在仍然的是同时。
But pray for me, I'm writing for the next week.
因为我祷告, 我要写下一周的刊物。
The work goes on.
侍奉神, 神的施工要继续。
My grace is sufficient for you, the Apostle Paul says.
使徒保罗对我们说, 神的恩典是够用的。
But my strength is made perfect in weakness.
神的能力是在我们软弱当中得到完全。
And most gladly, I would rather glory in my infirmities.
我会在我的软弱当中而喜乐。
That the power of Christ may rest upon me.
好叫神基督的大能能够得到彰显。
Paul asks, who is sufficient for these things?
保罗问谁能够做这些事呢?
The answer is none. None of us dare to say we are sufficient.
当然是我们没有一个人能够做这些事。
But God is our sufficiency.
可是神是使到我们能够做的。
So today, God's word has shown us how we ought to serve the Lord with gladness.
所以今天神的话语已经教导我们当如何的来带着喜乐的心来侍奉。
It's with a servant's heart.
是一个带着一颗仆人的心。
With a love for God's word.
带着爱神的功,
with a love for the saints,
要来爱神的子民,
and a spirit of total dependence on God to see us through.
最后是要完全的依靠神来帮助我们。
This is the lesson we have for our 10th anniversary.
在今天庆祝十周年的时候, 这是我们所要学习的功课。
Maybe like the first SG50, now SG100, right? So the now is what?
我想新加坡庆祝50周年, 我们 接下来就盼望庆祝100周年。
This is the 10th year, maybe another 10 more years down the road.
所以现在我们庆祝10年, 或许我们应该盼望
Thank God.
第二十年。
Thank God for the church in this past decade. Let us serve the Lord and press on.
感谢神在过去的10年建立帮助我们, 让我们继续的来侍奉神。
You know, the Lord says, Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
主说, 你做得好, 你是我 忠心的仆人,
thou hast been faithful over a few things.
你在小事上忠心,
I will make thee ruler over many things.
我会使你来, 管理大事,
enter thou into the joy of the Lord.
来进入神的喜乐。
The Lord Jesus Christ also at the end of Revelation, he says, what? Behold, I come quickly.
主耶稣基督也在启示录的最后一章说到, right.
And my reward is with me to give every man as his work shall be.
他说到我必快来，而我必带着奖赏来。May
the Lord find us faithful.
愿神帮助我们忠心于他。Amen.
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。Father,
we thank thee for thy word to us this afternoon.
天父，我们感谢你的话语在今下午赐给了我们。We
pray that you'll find it meaningful and challenging to all of us who are serving Him.
祷告神，你会使到这话语与我们说话，来激励我们来侍奉。
We have our frailties.
我们有我们的软弱。
But Thou understandest us.
就是神，你了解我们。
And we pray Thou will be our strength and our help.
我们祷告你成为我们的力量，我们的帮助。
Grant us our persevering spirit to press on faithfully till Jesus returns.
帮助我们持守，继续的侍奉主，直到主再来。
We ask this with much thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
我们祷告祈求带着感谢奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.